That's right, so John the Two is our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 7th of September. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 1228, Holy Roman Emperor Frederick II landed in Israel and began the Sixth Crusade, which resulted in a peaceful restoration of the Kingdom of Jerusalem. A peaceful crusade, you might say. How does that work? Poor old Fred didn't have enough of an army to fight a war, so he settled for a show of force and negotiations instead, ending with a compromise between the Christians and the Muslims. The Jewish peoples, as always, got the short end of the stick and were once again prohibited from living in Jerusalem. Thomas Howard, the 4th Duke of Norfolk, was arrested for his role on today's date in 1571 for his role in the plot to assassinate Queen Elizabeth I of England and replace her with Mary, Queen of Scots. 1652, around 15,000 Han farmers and militia rebelled against Dutch rule of Taiwan. Henry Evie perpetuated one of the most profitable pirate raids in history on September 7th in 1695 with the capture of the Grand Mogul ship Ganj I Sawar. In response, Emperor Aurangzeb threatened to end all English trading in India. 1776, on today's date, according to American colonial reports, a soldier by the name of Ezra Lee made the world's first attempted submarine attack in an experimental sub called the Turtle, attempting to attach a time bomb to the hull of the HMS Eagle in New York Harbor. The attempt was unsuccessful. Lee was unable to bore through the hull of the ship on his first attempt, and when he tried another spot on the hull, he lost the ship and had to abandon the attempt. Reports are disputed, though, as to what was real and what was propaganda from American forces. The Governor of New South Wales, Arthur Phillip, on September 7th in 1790, was hit in the shoulder with a spear while speaking with a group of Indigenous Australians during a meeting at Manly Beach. It says this was due to a misunderstanding, although this being the early days of colonial Australia, it is possible the bloke that speared him actually understood what was going on very well. To his credit, Governor Phillip is remembered for enacting rather progressive policies around our First Peoples for the time, and in this instance ordered his men not to retaliate to his spearing. 1901, the Boxer Rebellion in Qing Dynasty officially ended with the signing of the Boxer Protocol. 1907, the RMS Lusitania set sail on her maiden voyage from Liverpool, England. Bit of a sad day in 1936. On September 7th, Tasmania's last remaining thylacine, aka the Tasmanian tiger, a specimen by the name of Benjamin, died in a cage at Hobart Zoo. 1942, as part of World War II, Australian and US forces inflicted a significant defeat upon the Japanese at the Battle of Milne Bay. 1996, Australia's first National Threatened Species Day was held, the date chosen in memory of that last Tassie tiger I mentioned a moment ago. 2005, Egypt held its first ever multi-party presidential election. And last year, in 2017, the 8.2 magnitude Chiapas earthquake struck southern Mexico, killing at least 60 people. Famous birthdays for you this morning as well. Elizabeth I, the Virgin Queen, born today in 1533. Harry Sewell, the first Prime Minister of New Zealand, born today in 1807. Horror director Dario Argento is 78, and Leslie Jones is 51 this morning. Happy birthday, Leslie. Some famous musos for us. The legendary Buddy Holly, born on September 7th in 1936. Eazy-E of NWA in 1964. Jazz legend Sonny Rollins is 88 this morning. Gloria Gaynor, 69. Chrissy Hyde of the Pretenders, great band right there, 67. And Michael Feinstein is 62. But going out on this one this morning. The this track, of course, going out to Mark Hunter of Dragon. Born today in 1953, Dragon, an absolutely iconic Australian band, regardless of where they might have started out. Mark Hunter originally fronted the band, a controversial figure to say the least, let's leave it at that, was fired from the band by his brother Todd Hunter in 1979 due to his drug addiction and unpredictable behaviour on stage, but did come back a few years later, passed in 1998, going out on just a personal favourite of mine, Are You Old Enough? From Dragon, and that's out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.